Tennessee drought reaches around the world. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, with every passing day, with these 100-plus degree days, the local and national media are covering the heat and drought stories here more and more. And now attention is being raised across the Atlantic.
And I get to travel a lot. I've been to Katrina, I've seen Alaska, I've been to Guantanamo, and now I'm here in Tennessee basically to do some stories. It's like a wish list I have with stories, and once I get in a state, I try to do these stories, and one of the big stories here is obviously the drought, so I'm trying to cover that.
Ron Linker is the U.S. correspondent for Dutch Public Broadcasting. That's the equivalent of America's National Public Radio. And he was in one of the driest areas of Tennessee yesterday, visiting with the Extension Service and farmers in Coffee County to share their story to his listeners in the Netherlands about the drought.
My country, the Netherlands, used to be a big farmer's country. Not as big as America, obviously, but a lot of people in the Netherlands still have farmer's roots. And a lot of people in the Netherlands moved, for instance, to Canada or to the northern part of the USA in the 50s or after World War II to start a farming business here, because in America you've got lots of space, whereas in the Netherlands we're overcrowded, I would say, with 15 million people in a small country. So there's a lot of interest in the farmers' news.
Linker says another part of his drought story relates to former Vice President Al Gore and global warming, but the focus is on the risks that farmers take with the weather every year.
If you look at it for a story, you would say it has emotional sides to it as well, because for a lot of people, it's more than just their business, it's their lives.
Dutch Public Broadcasting reporter Ron Linker covering the drought in Tennessee. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.